Plow trucks have been busy in New Hampshire today, cleaning up nearly a foot of snow that fell in the first winter storm of the year. Of course, plow trucks can't clear everything. To get snow off of sidewalks, for example, cities have to rely on smaller plow vehicles or snow blowers, even snow shovels, combined with a fair bit of strength and patience. One thing New Hampshire cities apparently can't turn to in clearing sidewalks in the winter, though, residents. That's because of a court ruling more than a century ago. Mark Hayward reported on this unusual ruling for the New Hampshire Union Leader, and he joins me now with more. Welcome back to All Things Considered, Mark.
Pleasure to be here, Brady.
Putting the history aside for a moment, you looked at exactly how cities in New Hampshire tackle snow. They have a strategy.
That's correct. It's a triage system. First, they do the downtowns because there's a lot of commerce there. There's a lot of people who walk downtown. I know at least Manchester has an assessment on the downtown property owners that helps to clear the sidewalks. So first they do the downtown, and then they do the schools, especially Nashua says that we're going to do the walking schools where a lot of students walk to school. So they do this around the schools, and then finally they do everything else.
Who is responsible for everything else is sort of a complex question.
Correct. It's the Highway Department or the Public Works Department. In Manchester, the Parks Department gets involved because there are, of course, parks and sidewalks around parks.
Now, what about the sidewalk, say, on my street? Who takes care of that if the city hasn't come through and cleared the snow away? Do I have to go out there and do it?
You don't have to. I think it's a good idea. And if you lived in many other states in the northern part of this country, the city would expect you to do it. Not here in New Hampshire.
And that goes back to a court case from the 19th century. Called State versus Jackman. Can you explain?
1898. The record doesn't say anything about who this Jackman was, but it was in Concord, and he was fined $5 for violating a city ordinance at the time that said either the landlord or tenant of a property had to clear the sidewalk.
The court held against that fine, and on what grounds?
It said it was inequality and extortion, pure and simple, were the most eloquent words used by the judge. It was on constitutional grounds, so just like Claremont, it's not something you could just pass a law quickly and remedy. It's constitutional, and he said that it's not fair that it's someone who has more sidewalk than someone who has either no sidewalk or less sidewalk has to go out there and shovel. They looked at it as a tax. And in New Hampshire, all taxes have to be equitable. You can't have one rate for one person and one rate for another. And so they said that because you might have a longer sidewalk, you're being taxed unfairly.
Now, you noted that this plays out differently in other states. And in fact, as it often happens, New Hampshire and Massachusetts handle this issue in very different ways.
Of course. In Boston, you are expected 3 hours after the snow stops to have your sidewalk cleared. And there's all sorts of regulations that it's not just clear of snow. It has to be cleared of ice. It has to be 42 inches wide. And the fines are anywhere from $50 to $200, depending on whether you're a single-family home or a big apartment complex. And their website even has, you can go on the city website, and if your neighbor isn't shoveling his sidewalk, you can report him.
But if your neighbor is standing outside in a city in New Hampshire and says, why haven't you shoveled this? You can just cite the state constitution, I suppose?
You can say live free or die.
That may still get you an evil eye, but
this is true. But
in the eyes of the state constitution, you'll still be all right.
Sure.
All right. Well, Mark, stay warm out there. Thanks for your time.
Right. I'm going to go out and shovel my sidewalk right now.
Good luck.
Take care.
You can find a link to Mark's report at nhpr.org.